Hello. Welcome to the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries. I'm your host, Bev Moore. In continuing the celebration of Women's History Month, my guest today shares how she has become a prominent actress, acting coach, and a writer-producer. Tanya Lynette Smith is my guest today. Tanya has appeared in top TV network shows like Grey's Anatomy and many movies. Stay with us to hear highlights of her very successful career.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Interview with actress, acting coach, writer-producer, Tanya Lynette Smith is coming up. When we come back, Tanya shares how her acting career took off. She says the acting bug bit her at a young age after seeing a Broadway play in New York.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably. Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I would like to welcome Tanya Lynette Smith. Tanya is a Los Angeles-based actress, writer, and producer. Welcome to the show, Tanya.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, it's a pleasure. You've been working in film, television, and on stage for the past 24 years. What attracted you?
That's correct.
What attracted you to begin a career as an actress?
Well, I have to say, it's sort of I stumbled upon it when I was a little girl. My mom, I grew up in New York in Brooklyn, and when I was a little girl, my mom took me to see Grease on Broadway, and I discovered, I was like, well, I'm going to marry Danny. So how am I going to do that since he's an actor? So I better become an actress so I can marry Danny, John Travolta, you know? And that was my big quest when I was a little girl. Yeah, it was all about the man and the marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the beginning.
That's the funniest story I've heard so far. I love that.
Thank you.
Oh, God. So you decided at a young age when you saw Grease. So how did it develop from there?
You know, what happened, it just sort of developed, just being in school. And back when I was in school, we had guidance counselors, and we actually sat in person. We'd have our phones sitting out, and I talked a lot. I was always talking in class, and so they thought that this would be a great outlet for me. Little did I know, it was probably in their notes. They were like, you need to kind of be in front of people, you know? So my guidance counselor sent me to drama, and then from drama class, they were doing shows and musicals and plays, and I was just involved in it. And then my family life was, it was a little rough. It was definitely challenging growing up. And what drama did was it kept me, because you had to have at least a C average. Thank goodness I was more than that. You had to have at least a C average or they would kick you out. So it became this strong, like, something I really wanted to do. And so by doing that and staying in school and loving it and staying after school and not getting in trouble, it just was something I always wanted to do. It fascinated me to not just be me, but to be able to be anyone I wanted in the world and to play pretend and have fun. And then from there, it just became a career. It was just something I kind of always did. And it was just sort of part of me. And most actors would agree, it's sort of part of you. And then you're sort of doomed because you can never forget it. It's always what you want to do, and it's just always with you. So that was my story, how it began at least.
Oh, that's awesome. So you've never done anything else. You just became an actress.
Yeah, you know, it was, I did my, we like to call them our survival jobs, you know, hosting in a restaurant. I did telemarketing for a minute. I was that annoying person calling people to sell them ink and toner and, you know, yeah, just restaurant gigs like most actors. And yeah, it was just always, I never thought of really doing anything else. Anytime I stopped doing it for whatever reason, it was always sitting there with me. I was always watching movies and critiquing them and thinking about it. And like, you know, the motivation, I would watch Planet of the Apes, the motivation of that ape, and just silly stuff like that, dissecting him.
Yeah. Oh, that is amazing. Oh, wow. you're known for your role as Dr. Saffron in the horror thriller, The Recurring.
Mm-hmm.
What did you love or hate about this character?
You know, I think what I, well, one, I love horror. I absolutely love it. I love everything about it. I love the thriller ones, the gory ones, the crazy ones, the ones that don't make sense. I just love everything about that world. And what I loved about this doctor is, you know, in life, sometimes someone will tell us something and we don't believe them. We think, oh, even if they're the nicest person or, you know, intelligent, we sometimes they say something that's a little out there and maybe we try to rationalize this. And that's what this doctor does. And then you come to find out that the patient is actually correct and she's right and she's really seeing these things and the doctor sees it at the end. And that has always fascinated me because the struggle of the person trying to tell someone, hey, I'm not crazy. I'm really seeing this stuff. This stuff is really happening. And then you as the doctor trying to decipher between the two. And I just love stuff like that.
Right. It's such a challenge.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's a challenge and it's fun. It's just fun.
Mm-hmm. So you really enjoyed that role.
I did. I did enjoy that role. I mean, I love all types of roles, you know, because I think all characters deserve to be brought to life. And I think that's why acting appeals to so many people, their escapes and, you know, they're just ready to be taken and to be replicated and to show the world who they are. And so I just love all types of roles. But I don't know, thrillers where it keeps the audience guessing, that's probably about my favorite. Definitely. And I, you know, I got to help with the writing and yeah, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. How did you get that? Was that the first time you started with writing or how did you get into that?
Yeah. So what had happened, I mean, I always wrote, but never did anything professionally with it. And then, you know, now in my career, I'm an acting coach and that's what I do. If I do any acting, it's because someone gave it to me. But for the most part, I'm an acting coach. And that was a journey getting to that. And my client at the time, she wanted to create her own content. And it's something that I do tell all of my actors. You know, it's wonderful to be able to tell stories that other people have written, to have your agent send you out for you to audition and for you to book it. But there's so much competition. There's so much out there. But there's only one of you. And if you can create content that really shows you off, you're just one step ahead of the game. And this actress, Gwen Gottlieb, beautiful Gwen Gottlieb, she wanted something like that. She's like, I want something that shows me off and that's mine. And so I wrote it for her. And she wanted something like that, the showcase. She wanted horror. She wanted a little thriller in there. And so I wrote it for her. And then when it came time for casting, she was like, you know, I feel so comfortable with you. You've been coaching me. Would you be in it? And I was like, oh, my gosh, What I got out of acting, I'm coaching. And then I just realized, you know, we had such a rapport and such a connection and she needed that. She really needed that. And so I did it and I'm so glad that I did. And in the writing process of just making sure that it was a story that I wanted to tell because it was based on truth. It was a story I wanted to tell and a story that would make her shine. And that was compelling for her. So that's sort of, I fell into it in a sense. And then from then on, I've just been doing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
So you really found a new talent. Right.
I found something that was a hobby that I was like, well, wait a minute. I'm now making money doing this. Well, this is exciting.
Yeah.
I'm making money doing something I like. Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? I don't blame you there. You have appeared in such shows as Party of Five, Grey's Anatomy, The Thunder Mom or Thunder Man, Beverly Hills 90210, City of Angels, and Four Corners. And that's just to name a few.
Right.
I mean, that's fantastic. I mean, having done a variety of roles in your career, are you now content as an actress?
You know, I think that I truly am. I definitely, and you know, I was just talking to one of my students this morning, and she was talking about, she was like, being an actress, it's so challenging because I realize that I'm going to have highs, and then when I have lows, they're going to be so low, and what am I going to do? And just this big conversation. And I remember saying to her, so it's so interesting that you're saying to me about being content and feeling like sort of like you arrived. And I said to her, you have to ask yourself a question. You have to say, do you love this? Do I love this enough? Do I love this enough to do it for free? Would you do it for free? If this is it, if this is where you're at, would you do it for free? And that's the big thing that an actor has to ask themselves. Do I love this enough for that? Like, of course, we all want to get paid, you know, and if the answer is yes, which my answer was yes, then all of a sudden, all that drama and all that pressure I put on myself, it went away. And then I was able to love it and coach, which is what I'm doing now, which is what I absolutely thrive on. I love it. But I love acting. Like, I'll drop into it, but this is where it's at for me. Yeah. So I'm very happy with where I'm at. Very happy.
That is wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, I just have to say congrats. I mean, not many people reach that level.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's a big attribute.
Thank you.
Your film credits include A Hole in the Paper Sky, Girl Crazy, Danica, and the recurring that we already mentioned. How do you compare working in film versus television?
Wow. I have to say I love both. I do love both. I find television to be it's a faster pace, and so I do like that. You do a TV show, so maybe you'll film for like a week, and then it's finished, and then you move on to the next, and you move on to the next, and you move on to the next. So I do like that fast pace. A lot of times you'll see actors that traveled a lot, or they were film actors, and now they're doing TV shows. They have families, and they could do a TV show, and they could stay in town and be close, and you know, stuff like that. So I do like the fast pace of it. I love film because I feel like the story that could be told. I mean, you have a longer, you know, you can really tell this deep, interesting story. So I like both, but I think that is the biggest, the difference is the pace of it. And the stakes are super high. I mean, you have like writers in a writer's room, you know, you'll go and you'll start filming. All of a sudden the next day you have all these different lines and a whole new scene and someone's cut. You hope you stay in it. And, you know, just like, yeah, you're like, am I still here tomorrow? So
you're like, oh my gosh, where am I going to go next? Yeah.
I know. Yeah. I've been on a show and then all of a sudden I come back from lunch. I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'm not doing that anymore. And now you've added 20 lines. Oh, okay. You know, stuff like that.
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, I know it's not gonna let it get the best of you. You're an overcomer.
My interview with actress, acting coach, Tanya Lynette Smith continues. When we come back, Tanya Smith talks about a career-changing accident that kept her off the stage and the big screen for a while. Stay with us to hear more about her career and desire to promote other performers.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope. Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
So which is your favorite character out of so many that you have performed?
Crazy enough, my favorite thing out of everything that I've done was it was a play. It was called Sweeney Todd. It's also been a movie. And I got to play Mrs. Lovett. And there is nowhere in the world that I would ever get to play Mrs. Lovett, you know, the character that she is when I was like in my like 20s. and she has like, she works with a barber and it's a time where they need stuff. And so they make meat pies out of people. And so it was so much fun and there was singing and I didn't get paid for it. It's like community theater. And to this day, I just remember it was just so much fun. I remember laughing the entire time. And I haven't had, as much as I love acting, I have not had that experience again. Just the fun of it, like that kind of fun. Giggly,
wow.
Stupid fun. Yeah.
That is so fun. I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that is your favorite.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. That's your favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, are you happy with the way things have shaped up for you in the industry?
I am happy. It looks a lot different than how I thought it would look, for sure. I mean, I thought I was just simply going to be an actress and that was it. And my journey from acting to becoming an acting coach looks completely different from what I thought my journey was going to look like. And so I am happy, but it took a moment. It took a moment of all the torture that actors go through. It took a moment of the self-esteem issues that actors go through to come out on top of that, to find the thing that I most loved. And it came through adversity. Like, I never would have been here in a million years. And then something happened that shifted my life. You know, my dad used to say sometimes good comes in distasteful ways. And something had to happen to totally pull me out, you know, of the water to become and to be in the place where I am now, which is amazing. And I love it. I absolutely love being a coach. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. Can you tell us about the most exciting thing that has happened to you since you got underway with your entertainment career?
Yeah. The most exciting thing. So Four Corners, that you had talked about, it was a pilot, and it wound up, actually, that was the working title, actually was called Homestead by the end. And I got to be pregnant in it and give birth and die. And the person that helped me give birth was Anne Margaret. The famous Anne Margaret was right there.
Oh, my God.
Catching a baby as it comes out of me, covered in, like, jelly and cream cheese, because that's what they do, put a jelly and cream cheese all over the baby.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's Anne Margaret, like, superstar in front of me. And that is the
most... I would have died.
Oh, it's... Like, for people that don't know who she is, you know, different generations and stuff, like, this
I
is
know
a,
who
this
she is.
This is glamour, right? This is glamour.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
With Elvis. Like, this is glamour. And
This is big.
So that was the most exciting thing probably in my entire career. Out of all the people that I've met, like, she's it.
If
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I wanna know you, I wanna find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart.
Live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. My interview with actress, acting coach, writer-producer Tanya Lynette Smith continues. Stay with us. We will be back after the break.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication, or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Well, okay. I'm going to go back to the coaching. We've been talking about that all throughout this, and, you know, I know you love it, and it's a big thing in your life, and you transitioned, obviously, from actress, you know, from acting to coaching, and you have a private studio in Hollywood, California. Yeah, so what made you take such a leap to start teaching? I mean, what was the change, or how did you make the change? And, you know, because that's a big leap.
Right, right. So basically what happened is I would have never, ever done it. I would have never been a teacher, would have never been a coach. Never, ever did I ever even think that that would happen. And as an actor, you know, as actors do, we help other people. They're getting ready for an audition. We'll help them run lines or pick out clothes. You know, I always kind of did that. And I would help my friends and just help coach them on something. Not really even coach them, just help them. And then I would make choices. They'll be like, oh, I'd be like, oh, you know, I don't know how believable that is. You know, why don't we try it this way? And my friends were like booking stuff, and that was great. Well, what happened for me was I got in a horrible car accident. And from that car accident, and I don't know why this happened, I got stage fright. And I could no longer be watched on stage or on camera or anything. I got horrible stage fright. And I tried to overcome it, and I would book roles, and I would have this tremendous amount of anxiety. Like, I did Grey's Anatomy, and I just had this horrible, horrible anxiety inside of me where I should have been happy, and I wasn't. And I couldn't get rid of it, and then the stage fright just got so bad. I remember, and this is like, I tell people this, so it's not TMI. I was in an acting class, and it was an on-camera acting class, and I knew I was about to go up, and luckily it was dark in the audience part where we were, and I peed my pants just a little bit, and I was like, huh, I can't be peeing my pants, you know, so I quit. I was like, I am not doing this. I cannot be peeing my pants, and
no.
I don't want to be known as Tanya Lynette Smith, pee-pee girl. So I quit.
Yeah.
I dropped my agent, dropped my manager, quit. And then I was like, well, what am I going to do? And then I was like, well, I did this and I made money. So, or I didn't make money, but I could make money. And then I was like, but who's going to listen to me? I'm not this crazy big celebrity. Who is going to listen to me? And then I just said, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I had like 50 Instagram followers. I was like, let me just do it. And then once I started doing it and took the leap and took the risk, guess what? My stage fright went away, gone. And I realized the thing that I loved was coaching, and that's what I do. And anytime I am on stage or someone asks me to be in something, I can do it and I'm fine. But that's what happened.
It built back your confidence.
It
really did.
Yeah.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah, yeah, from peeing on myself, I guess.
It took the peeing on yourself to make it happen.
Yeah, had to pee on myself. You can't, you know.
Yeah.
Don't knock it, I guess. I know.
Oh, that is
I
so
know,
good.
Terrible. I figure, you know what? I'll tell everyone now so that it doesn't come up later. You know, she peed on. I'll be like, I know I peed on myself. I've admitted it and told everyone about it. So there you go.
Hey, can't you get admit me. It. How many people admit that, right?
I mean, yeah, how many people?
Right. That's probably why you're so successful, you know? You admit the truth.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's all out
I
there.
I love that.
Only deep,
that's
dark
a great
thing.
Story.
Thank you.
There's a name that can silence every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he is true. The whole world's in his hands. Oh, 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 everything will be alright.
gonna be alright. But my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you are on my side. Open my eyes and see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you never fail. Tell my soul it is well, oh, y todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright, the whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands, in the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true, your whole world's in his hands, y todo va a estar bien.
Te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Y aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que
todo, yo sé que todo va a estar bien.
Todo va a estar bien.
Everything will be alright.
The whole world's in his hands. Your whole world's in his hands.
Trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands.
You don't know what's out of yet. Oh, 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 everything will be alright.
Everything will be alright.
Oh,
the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su mano está.
This is the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. My interview with actress, acting coach, writer-producer Tanya Lynette Smith continues.
I'll never forget the day I nearly died. I was a young journalist with a great career, starting a family. The only way we found out I had any kind of heart issue was when I went into sudden death. My coworkers sprung into action. They've recently been trained in life-saving CPR protocols developed by the American Heart Association. They're the ones that kept me alive until the medics came. They did many tests on me in the hospital after my cardiac arrest and created a treatment plan, all with research from the American Heart Association. I think unless you are a heart disease patient, you may not know how much work the American Heart Association does behind the scenes to save your life. Since my cardiac arrest, I've had two more children. I've watched all three of my children grow into adulthood. I'm gonna cry now. Graduate from college, my daughter got married. I have grandchildren, and I'm still here.
Learn more about the American Heart Association's work at helpheart.org.
So how many people do you have that you instruct right now? I mean, how many are doing with your private studio?
Well, Let's see. I have about two, you know, with COVID, obviously a lot of things change. So I have two in-person classes. I have three Zoom classes. Then I coach privately in person and on Zoom, like one person or two people, semi-private. So then I coach on set. So it's always fluctuating how many people I have. You know, actors will come, they'll book roles, they'll take off a month, they'll come back. So it's always just fluctuating. And I'm really lucky, you know, with the Zoom. But I was doing like Zoom before, you know, it broke out and COVID came about. And just all over India and Japan and, you know, I mean, China, you know, I get to coach people all over, which is fun. So I can't really say how many because it's always changing.
Yeah, that was my question, is the clientele. I mean, where are they out of? Where do they come from? You know,
yeah.
Who are you attracting for your classes?
You know, it's just, yeah, it's really all over. And plus, you know, I'm a certain type of coaching. Like, I'm being very nice here, but I curse a lot. I'm, you know, it's always, you'd be beeping the whole time. Like, anyone who's going to listen to this that knows me is like, wow, this is great. You know, she's not cursing. Like, so I am a loving coach. Like, I really, really love the people that I'm with. My students know they can call me at 2 a.m. They can text me. I'm very hands-on. They have access to me. And, yeah, so I just, you know, I coach people where I have to sign paperwork, so I can't even say who they are. I can't do that. That's always interesting.
Right, of course.
But I get, yeah, I think people, my clients either love me or hate me. I think that I wouldn't be surprised you can come across someone that's like Tanya Lynette Smith, ugh, you know, and then, ooh, so it's kind of like that. Yeah, I don't read reviews. I can't.
I have the same problem, so I know what you mean.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
It's called strong women issues. We have, yeah.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Yeah. So you're a creative person, obviously, with all your talent. How has creativity impacted your life?
Well, I think it's positive, because when you're creative, no matter how you're feeling, if you're depressed, you're feeling bad, or, you know, your self-esteem, wherever it's at, you can create, you can drop into another world. And I felt like, for me, you know, I had, you know, it was just my mom in the picture. My dad was not around. I definitely think like acting and being creative and writing, whatever I was writing, was an escape. And so the creative part of me helped me thrive and helped me survive, I guess, you know, my younger, my teenage, early 20s. And then nowadays, being creative, just, it keeps my mind active. It keeps me asking questions. I see the possibility in things that other people wouldn't see are possible. You get to feel a lot as a creative person. You know, I always tell my actors, you have to be open. And when you're open, that means you're going to have to take care of yourself after you do that scene. You know, it might be really difficult because your whole world has to open up. You have to watch the news. You have to be outraged. Because we're so, like, desensitized. Like, you have to open yourself up. So creative has helped me be a more open, giving, loving, understanding person. But it also opens you up to so much more. So from that, I realized I have to take care of myself, which makes me a healthier human being than I think some people are, because you have to be very aware of yourself as an artist and as a creative person.
That's right. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to be like a full package, a total turkey package as a creator.
Right. Yeah, you really do. And, you know, I tell my students, I'm like, acting is, you know, some people would hate me for saying this, acting is really not that difficult. It's really not. But what's really difficult is being a human being. Being a human being is really, really hard. And all the things that we tell ourselves and say to ourselves and say to the world, that's so hard. And then we put that on ourselves and just start chipping away. So that's the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. What are your plans for the industry in the near future?
I think that for me, still doing what I do, because this is what I love, more writing, I would say. I really, really enjoy it. And I love writing for the individual actor, for I have a knack for really understanding who the person and the actor is, what their strengths and weaknesses are. And I definitely like tapping into that. Like, actors come to me, a lot of people commission me to, I don't know, say they're doing a showcase and they need a 3-minute scene. I'll come and I'll write it for them. They need a monologue, or they need a short film. Like, hey, I want to showcase myself. I need a short film. Things like that. Just really these quick kind of in and out sort of things that I can write for people that can help them. I'm enjoying doing that more and more. And I think that that is where I want to tap into more, I would say.
Just helping others go to the next level.
Yeah, just helping other people achieve what they didn't think that they could achieve. Actors, mm-hmm. I think, you know, you're very reliant on that job, that agent to get you that interview, to get you that job, other people's jobs, other people's writing, and that's wonderful. But to help people create their own content, to tell their own story that only they can tell, and not like it doesn't have to be their personal story, but it's the way that they take on a certain role, that is so intriguing to me. To help an actor step into this place that's their own. And because we all want to tell our own stories, whether it's a fictional part of ourselves or not. And sometimes that's hard to do, and I can tap into that. And that I was like, oh, I can do that. That's great.
What else do you want your fans to know about you?
I guess what I want my students or anyone else listening to know is that there is only one of them. They are unique in this world. They have a story to tell. There are parts out there for them. Yes, there is competition, but someone has to get the role, and why not them? And if you work really, really hard and you expect these amazing things to happen to you, they may not look the way you thought that they would look, but they're there. And you cannot give up. You cannot give up. And I try to be that coach. I live for that person that says to me, you know what, Tanya, because of you, I didn't give up, and I'm glad that I did it, and look where I am today. Like, I love that. I love helping someone to stay in their dream. You can have a dream, but staying in it, that's the hard part. That's the hard part. And, you know, that's what I want people to know, is that I want that for you, and I will be there for you, and I'll fight for you. You got to fight for you yourself too, but I'll fight for you to realize that, I guess.
Just hang on to your dreams and don't give up.
You cannot give up, and you have to be open enough for it to look differently. I never thought I'd be a coach. Never. I was like, what, a coach? Yeah. You know, never ever thought, but something had to happen for me to realize, and I didn't give up on my dream. My dream just shifted. Changed.
Yes. And those are hard shoes to fill. Yeah, especially for a female in this industry. So,
oh, yeah.
That's what I admire. Just so you know. I mean, that's incredible.
Thank you. Yeah, and it is. It does make a difference. You know, to be a female, I mean, you yourself, I mean, you know, it is different. We'd like to say, oh, you know, everything is fine, but it's not. We do have to work harder. When we get emotional, people say, oh, you're overly emotional, you know, where someone else is just strong, you
right.
know, but
right.
right. You know, you're strong. Well, am I overly emotional because I'm a strong woman, because I speak and I say what's on my mind? And sometimes that takes a moment for people to just accept that and to know that. And, you know, as a woman, you do have to fight a little bit harder for your voice to be heard, for your voice to be
mm-hmm.
heard in the way that you need it to
mm-hmm.
be heard. But it's there.
Yeah.
It's there for us, you know.
You're vast like the ocean, yet the voices in your head have got you. You don't really know how powerful you are. Always in motion, I smile to myself as I watch you. You don't need to win me over, I've been yours. You don't need to dress it up, no, no. Don't need to put on airs to make me care. You got that golden touch, oh yeah. I mean, I know you're scared, but are you aware? You are made of stardust, the universe inside you, yeah. A straight up miracle. It's so incredible how you sometimes can forget. You're brilliant, like stars.
Coach, writer, producer Tanya Lynette Smith continues. When we come back, Tanya Smith shares tips of wisdom for up-and-coming talent. Stay with us.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at maketheconnection.net.
Well, I have one last question for you.
Sure.
And we really need this to be a good one. What would you like to suggest to the youth about becoming successful in life?
In life in general or as an actor?
As an actor.
As an actor. Here is the thing, and I hope that people really take this to heart. you have a great responsibility as anyone in the public eye. Kids especially are listening to you. They're taking what you say as truth, especially younger kids. They understand, okay, this is a story and it's not really you, but good acting means people drop in and they forget it's a story. They believe the character. You have a great responsibility to bring truth to these characters, and that's why you study and you learn so you can bring that truth. But on the outside in your regular world, because people are looking up to you and they're watching you, you can change the world. So you have a big responsibility to help with that change. Whatever you're passionate about, maybe it's animals, you know, maybe it's like equality, you know, whatever it is, you have a great responsibility to use your voice and use your popularity and your fame to bring those things to light and to help to change this world, which is really struggling. Just really, really struggling. And that's the big thing. It's like, don't just do it for fame and fortune. Do it with a purpose. Yeah. Do it with a purpose. And that helps you get outside of you. Because sometimes we get so self-absorbed, me, 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 instead of going, well, wait a minute, why am I doing this? Oh, I got to be really, really good because I'm going to change the world. I'm going to help people. So I've got to be really, really good as an actor. And that's going to help get it off of them as much, you know, and get it out into the world. It's a bigger purpose, a strong why.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer in when you find your purpose, that's all you need.
Mm-hmm.
You thrive to make and achieve that purpose in life.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
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 That's so good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that's great. Well, Tanya, I really appreciate you being on the show with the Bev Moore Show, and you've been a great guest. A lot of great advice.
Thank you so much for having me. I really, really appreciate this opportunity to just talk with you.
That's our show for this week. As we wrap up the celebration of Women's History Month, I hope you enjoyed my interview with a very talented actress, acting coach, writer-producer, Tanya Lynette Smith, who shared amazing stories about her journey as an actress and inspiring words of wisdom on how important it is to never give up on your dreams. Thank you for listening to The Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network worldwide. I'm Bev Moore. Until next time, bye-bye. Thank you.